Introduction. Voluntary choice in marriage and family formation, determination of the number, timing and spacing of one's children, and access to the information and means needed to exercise voluntary choice are not only goals to aspire for. These reproductive rights are core to the protection of human rights, self-determination and equality embodied in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In 1994, the International Conference on Population and Development (ICPD) in Cairo rejected demographically driven population policies and upheld respect for reproductive rights. Through the ICPD Program of Action, 179 countries who signed on to it acknowledged that reproductive rights are human rights recognized by international and national laws. In the subsequent decades, many UN institutions and mechanisms, including the Human Rights Council and Human Rights Treaty monitoring bodies, have contributed to the recognition of sexual and reproductive health and rights as an integral part of the entitlements guaranteed to all persons by human rights. And yet, during the second decade of the 21st century, an estimated 222 million women globally, constituting 26% of women who wish to avoid a pregnancy, are not using the modern method of contraception. This group of women with an unmet need for contraceptive services account for 79% of all unintended pregnancies. Note reference 1. Given the legal restrictions on abortion services in many countries of the world, they are forced to continue with an unwanted pregnancy or resort to illegal and often unsafe abortions, putting their health and lives at jeopardy. The London Summit on Contraceptive, organized in 2012 by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the UK government, brought together private foundations, governments, international NGOs to reaffirm their commitment to achieving the significant reduction in the numbers and proportions of women with an unmet need for contraceptive. Countries pledged $4.6 billion over the next 8 years towards realizing this goal. Even while SRHR advocates and activists have reason to laud the increased investment in contraceptive services, they also have reason to be watchful about the ways in page 14, which this will impact realities on the ground. Memories of coercive population control policies and their traumatic consequences are as yet fresh in the minds of SRHR advocates and the people in many countries of the global south.